As I have argued, different racial regimes encode and reproduce the unequal relationships into which Europeans coerce the populations concerned. For instance, Indians and Black people in the U.S. have been racialized in opposing ways that reflect their antithetical roles in the formation of U.S. society. Black people's enslavement produced an inclusive taxonomy that automatically enslaved the offspring of a slave and any other parent. In the wake of slavery, this taxonomy became fully racialized in the one-drop rule, whereby any amount of African ancestry, no matter how remote and regardless of phenotypical appearance, makes a person Black. For Indians, in stark contrast, non-Indian ancestry compromised their indigeneity, producing quote-unquote half-breeds, a regime that persists in the form of blood quantum regulations. As opposed to enslaved people, whose reproduction augmented their owners' wealth, indigenous people obstructed settlers' access to land, so their increase was counterproductive. In this way, the restrictive racial classification of Indians straightforwardly furthered the logic of elimination. Thus, we cannot simply say that settler colonialism or genocide have been targeted at particular races, since a race cannot be taken as given. It is made in the targeting. Black people were racialized as slaves. Slavery constituted their Blackness. Correspondingly, indigenous North Americans were not killed, driven away, romanticized, assimilated, fenced in, bred white, and otherwise eliminated as the original owners of the land, but as Indians. Roger Smith has missed this point in seeking to distinguish between victims murdered for where they are and victims murdered for who they are. So far as indigenous people are concerned, where they are is who they are, and not only by their own reckoning. As Deborah Bird Rose has pointed out, to get in the way of settler colonization, all the native has to do is stay at home. Whatever settlers may say, and they generally have a lot to say, the primary motive for elimination is not race or religion, ethnicity, grade of civilization, etc., but access to territory. Territoriality is settler colonialism's specific, irreducible element.